Everybody.
Get in line.
Nothing can come between us.
From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Well, we're going to see if we can't fill a few more minutes here. The briefing went longer than we expected, but of course it's important. So we'll, of course, join you next week right here at News Radio 620 KTAR. It's the Computer Corner from 10 to 11:45 every Saturday morning. We talked a little bit about MP3 players. You can see all the resources about MP3 as a format at our website, datadoctors.com/radio.
And of course, there you can not only see the resources, you can see links to past shows we've done. You can also ask a question or make a suggestion, which will help formulate shows in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're feverishly updating the site with new, with archive audio as well as just the links that we've had. You can always, you were able to get to our links forever, but now you can get audio. We're slowly updating as many of the audio files as we can.
That means you can listen to past shows.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just like we're doing them now and listen to them in the past or in the future.
All right, do we have any emails you want to answer, Morgan's or Megan's?
Megan emailed in with a question about digital cameras. She says, which digital camera or cameras would you recommend that are under $300 and worth the buy? What features should I look for, and what's most important?
Well, Megan, stick to a brand you've heard of, first of all. The major features we'd recommend you look for is the number of pixels, megapixels as they call it.
Like, actually, the ability to take pictures would be the number one feature.
Yes.
I'd look for.
Always good, yes.
Yeah.
Having a flash and a lens would be a good start.
Sure.
Look for something as a minimum of 3.2 megapixels. You should easily be able to get that for under $300 at this
yes.
point. The type of lens, you'll see Sony talks about some higher level lenses. The actual lens type, that requires a lot more homework, but the actual lens type can make a huge difference on the quality of the pictures. And stay away, don't worry about that when they talk about zoom. They'll talk about an optical zoom and a digital zoom.
All you care about is optical.
Right, they'll say 3x optical and 17x digital. Digital zoom means that they crop the image for you electronically. It really, if you really zoom in tight on a digital zoom, the picture is horrible.
It's real blocky and nasty. So digital zoom, garbage. Optical zoom, good. I would look for something with 3 or 4 times optical is pretty good. That should get you a good job. And remember, when you're taking digital pictures, get as close to your image as you can.
4 to 8 feet is the general rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Also, if you can turn, getting back to the zoom, those of you that already own a digital camera, look in your settings to see if you can actually turn off the digital zoom so you don't accidentally go into that.
Yeah, recommend that highly.
Just try doing it without. It's amazing the difference. And then play with the flash, turn it on, turn it off, that kind of thing. We have some resources from a previous television show at datadoctors.com/TV. May help you figure out how to better purchase that camera. Sony's a good brand.
Yep. Kodak.
Kodak's a good brand.
Canon.
They're all Canon. There's a bunch of good ones out there. So look at the pixel rating, the megapixel rating, the type of lens, and the type of optical zoom that there is, and start there.
And in that lens type, there's two different kinds of lenses that are going to be most prevalent as far as generic types. CCD is what's going to be probably affordable under the $300 area.
Yes.
There's something called SLR that's a little bit higher end. It's looking through an actual lens like a real camera, and it kind of combines the best of both worlds. But again, going to probably be out of your price range a little bit.
Yeah, not $300.
No.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate everybody sticking with us. Appreciate all the questions and input and what have you. Of course, don't forget our television shows on Cox Channel 9 at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about Bluetooth for data. We're talking about which programs can you shut down as a translation. We visited with the Bash's Groceries on the Go system, showed the whole process. And we discussed a little bit about your pointing device, better known as the mouse.
And now we're going to get you updated with Paul Harvey, who will give you the latest in the world of Paul Harvey. After that, you'll get the very latest from Gail Bass and, I'm sure, live stuff from ABC. And then you're going to have David Leibowitz, who's going to take you on for a couple hours to talk about things happening in the world.
All right, it's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors, signing off and thanking Extreme Internet for supporting us.
And, of course, reminding you, if it ain't broke,
do not try to fix it.